The assassination last week of Haitian President Jovenel Moïse has left the Caribbean nation without a clear leader. Several people are now negotiating for control of the government, including the country's interim prime minister, Claude Joseph. He joined NPR's Lulu Garcia-Navarro for an exclusive interview earlier today.
I want to start by asking you just for an update on the situation in Haiti. How are you seeing things after these tumultuous days?
So what I can say is that there is an ongoing investigation, and I think we are doing a great job. We already, as you know, captured about 2,000 of Colombians that actually killed the president. Also, five Haitians, two Haitian Americans, I guess. There are other people that we are searching now who may have links with those who actually killed the president.
Do you believe the head of the palace guard was involved? I mean, there's a lot of attention on the fact that the president's security did nothing when he was killed.
Yes, he's currently in custody with five or four others.
Do you think that they were involved?
We cannot determine that. We leave it to the investigation and the justice to actually say whether or not they were involved.
Have you met with U.S. investigators, including the FBI? Have they given you enough support? I mean, they don't seem to have a forensics team with them, for example.
You know, I was the main person that actually invited them to come to support the investigation.
Do you feel like the team is enough?
The Haitian National Police is doing a great job. But we think that the support of FBI and some Colombian guys in the intelligence service also is of utmost importance.
Prime Minister, I just want to give you the opportunity to answer this directly because there have been some unsupported and unsubstantiated reports in the media. Did you have anything to do with what happened to Jovenel Moïse?
No, not at all. I do not have any affiliation to political parties, no personal agenda. He was the one who actually appointed me as ambassador, chargé d'affaires, appointed me as a minister of foreign affairs, as a prime minister. I saw an article saying that, you know, there was a kind of meeting with me, and this is just ridiculous. It's a way for them to get people's attention away from the real fact, what really happened. But they will not reach their goal because I want justice for President Jovenel Moïse, his wife, his sons, and his daughter.
May I ask you, sir, there's obviously a lot of confusion also about who exactly should be in power right now. I mean, who is in charge in Haiti, in your estimation?
No, the thing is pretty clear. When the president died, we were supposed to have someone who take charge right after. And I was the one in charge. And I assumed this role. And until now, we do not have a state of chaos here. It's just because we were responsible enough. I'm talking about the ministers and myself. We were responsible enough to call on people for calm and working with the national police and so on and so forth. But what really matters today is not a dynamic of power struggle. And I'm talking here about Dr. Ariel Henry, who is the designated prime minister, people in the civil society. I'm talking about the president of the Senate. All of us need to sit together to actually find a solution. I'm not interested in staying here where I am. I'm interested in seeing that people can come together. Let's think about the country. Let's put Haiti first and let's move on.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, have you spoken to Joseph Lambert, the head of the Senate, or Ariel Henry?
Yes.
And
yes.
Are you any closer to getting some sort of unity government?
I think so. We had different meetings. Ayala and I, we had different meetings. I sat with also Joseph Lambert, and I'm calling on other people to come to sit together to see to seek a solution to the crisis.
How close do you think an agreement is?
I'm very optimistic. Exclusively, I'm not a solution of this problem. Dr. Ariel Henry neither. President of the Senate, Joseph Lambert, by himself, he cannot do anything. So all leaders need to come together to find a consensus. There is a crisis, but there is also, as everyone knows, poverty. There is the situation of the Haitian people on a daily basis. You know, we need to find something. Since there is no legitimate prime minister, no legitimate leaders to lead the government, we need everyone on board, and it's urgent.
President Biden has said he won't be sending troops to help stabilize Haiti. What's your reaction to that?
The Haitian National Police needs some help, logistics and technical help. As long as we can have the support, we will be able to actually fight against the armed gangs in some parts of the country. So we need the international community, our friends, to understand that the situation is not what it should be. So some help they can deem necessary with the Haitian counterparts, I think that will be very important.
But I mean, is it peacekeeping troops? I mean, what do you imagine when you say help? What does that look like to you?
I want them to support the investigation. We need to know who killed the president. This is a huge, huge plot that leads to the assassination of the president. We need to know who is behind this assassination. So let's work together. And what I can tell them also, I'm very optimistic that all leaders will come together to actually find a solution to amend the crisis.
That was Claude Joseph, Interim Prime Minister of Haiti. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.